morning, folks. I'm going to be sharing the devotions with you this week. And I really want to encourage you. That's my purpose. Because you know, this world right now, there are wars, horrible, horrible wars. There's so much violence, so much corruption. There's uncertainty wherever we look. In John 16:33, Jesus said, and I'm so glad he said this, "In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." But the scripture I want to look at today is also encouraging, but it's like even more encouraging. And it's from John 14:1, and it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." It says in other versions, stop allowing yourself to be agitated and anxious and fearful. So in other words, when you're like that, you're allowing it. And then he goes on to say, "You believe in God, believe also in me." Then he says these amazing words, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places or mansions, and I'm going away to prepare a place for you." You know, as Christians, we have abundant life, we have healing, we have benefits from Christianity, but we still live in this world, and it's a wonderful thing to know that we're not going to stay here. He's gone to prepare a place for us. In verse 3, he says, "And I'll make it ready for you, and I'll come back for you, and so that you can be with me where I am too." What a promise. Did you know that in ancient times, marriages were mostly arranged? So in other words, two families would have a son and a daughter, and they'd decide these two make a good couple, and they would arrange the marriage. And what they would do is these two would become betrothed. Dowries would be paid, documents would be signed. This was like a legal thing. And then the bridegroom would go away for a period to his father's house and prepare a place for his bride. He would come back probably in about a year or so. She never knew when exactly he was coming back. And so that's how it worked. And I find it amazing because I read when Joseph discovered that Mary was pregnant, he had it in his mind to divorce her. Now, they weren't married. They had not consummated. They hadn't had a wedding, and they had not consummated their marriage. But that's how binding a betrothal was. You know, these days we get engaged, and I was engaged twice before I married my husband. I mean, I just changed my mind. I said, "No, I've made up my mind, you're not for me," and I changed my mind. But in those days, you had to go through a divorce if you broke a betrothal. And isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus, our bridegroom, has gone away to prepare a place for us because we are betrothed to him. He's gone to his father's house to prepare a place for us. And in Ephesians 5:32, now in Ephesians 5 is the chapter where they speak about the husband and wife. It says, "Husbands, love your wives in the same way as Christ loved the church. And wives, submit your husband in the same way as the church submits to Christ." But then Paul suddenly says, "This is a great mystery," he says, "but I'm really speaking about Christ and the church." So we don't often think about it that way, but just think about the fact that he is our bridegroom and we are his bride, and he's gone to prepare a place for us, and he's coming back to fetch us. We're not going to stay here forever. Isn't that wonderful to know that you're highly favored and deeply loved?